How's it going, Coach?
What's up, man?
Doing good. What's the lineup tonight?
Johan instead of Francisco, otherwise the same.
Okay. What are your thoughts on this being the final home game of the season and perhaps?
None really. I mean, I just, you know, we got to, it's a big game. I just, you know, not knowing what the situation is going to be, I just, you know, we've tried to not deal with that the whole time. Same thing. I don't want to, you know, it's obviously going to be a lot different for some of our guys who have been here for years than for the, you know, guys who are new or guys who are free agents, whatever. But I just, you know. Our fans have been great all year. We're going to have a good crowd tonight. I'm sure they're going to be enthusiastic. So, you know, hopefully we can have a game like Denver and, you know, make it a real special night.
What questions have the guys asked you or what have you told your players about a potential move and relocation?
I haven't told them anything and they haven't asked me anything.
This seems to be looming over the city, if not for all season, for the last two seasons since the ownership change. No one has said one word to you?
Correct.
Why do you think that is?
I have no idea. They deal with Sam, they deal with the owner, and they deal with other people on it. No one, you know, the situation hasn't changed. So all we can do is come and play basketball every day. That's our job, is to play basketball. If there's a new arena, then, you know, it'll be great. We'll be here for a long time. If there's not, then you know, we may not be. So
you've been around this league a long time. What would it be like to not have an NBA franchise in the city of Seattle?
I don't know. I just, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to go there.
More questions?
PJ, can you change the subject completely here? Make
sure.
The case for Kevin Durant for rookie.
Well, I just think that he's done more. I be honest with you, I know I'm prejudiced, but I'm surprised. I don't think it's even remotely close in terms of what he's done. In any category, top to bottom. I mean, where he stacks up compared to previous rookies that have come into this year and what they've accomplished in their first year, how he compares to other rookies of the year, how he compares to the other rookies in this class in almost every category. I mean, you know, including some that a guard, much less a two-guard, has no right even being in. But, you know, whether it's points or block shots or assists or steals across the board, I don't think anybody has been confronted with the defenses that he has all year. People have, you know, set their defenses up. He's usually been the focus of the other team's defense. You know, he came in with an awful lot of expectations. He's playing a position he never played before. You know, in his career, and I don't think he's done well. I think he's done extremely well. If you put him on any of these other teams, how much better those other teams would have been, or if you put any of those other rookies on our team, you know, I truly don't see the comparison. I know I'm prejudiced, but I don't see where it's even close. I mean, this is a good class. There's some good rookies in this class, and there's some guys that have done a good job in their different circumstances. But they've had, I think, a lot more favorable circumstances, or they haven't been asked to carry near the load that Kevin has. And I also don't think there's too many in the league that have improved as much over the course of the year as he has. And it played, you know, I mean, you just look at the minutes alone, what he's sustained is impressive. So, you know, I hope the voters feel that way. But again, it's not going to change the year he's had. I think he's done a great job. I really do. And I think that I believe that most of the people have seen that. And I hope it'll be reflected in the ballot.
I'm feeling all this.